You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We're chicks and we love talking footy.
It's Motti here, and Brie and I are going to have a chat with defender and midfielder from the Western Bulldogs, and she's part of the leadership group, and I'm talking about Hannah Scott. Welcome, Hannah.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Ah, plenty. Plenty's going on. There's always something going on in footy, isn't there?
Always. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is.
Does not matter at all. Now, we're having a chat to you because it's Pride game for you guys. A third in a row, so it's Western Bulldogs versus Carlton at the Witten Oval. So are you excited to be playing that again?
Yeah, it's definitely, well, aside from the grand final we won, it's my favourite game. It's just, it's just a fun and meaningful game to be a part of. And I just love that the club that I play for is so passionate about it.
They've really been leaders in that way, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. And they talk to the group a lot with everything. And we're all very much included in the discussions about the game, and when they unveiled the Guernsey to us as well. The club just does it very well, and I think that they deserve a big pat on the back.
Yeah.
Now, Hannah, it's Brie here. So you came out to your family when you were 16. Can you just describe what that time was like for you?
Yeah, I guess I'd known for a lot longer than that, but I had been sort of battling with it, with whether, you know, my friends, whether it would be accepted. Back then it was definitely not talked about like it is today. So, coming out to my family was like a massive weight was lifted off my shoulders, and the support that I got from them, it just made me wish that I'd done it sooner. But you just don't know, you know, you'd like to think that your family and everyone you love is going to be super supportive, but sadly it's not always the case. But luckily for me, my family couldn't have been more amazing. My nan gets to these games in about as much rainbow as she can possibly find.
Oh, I love it.
My sister found this. It's like a jumpsuit, a rainbow jumpsuit. And seeing my family come to these games, it takes me back, I think, to that time when I came out, and just the love and support that I received from them and that I still get today.
That is really brilliant. I mean, I consider it in my own case probably the biggest thing that, you know, that I've had to do and face in my life. You know, so to have your family just, you know, support you from the word go is really fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's something that I hope one day it doesn't even have to be discussed. It's just, you know, it's okay if you come home with a, you know, if you're a girl and you come home with a girlfriend, then you don't have to come out. It's just, you know, the same to be one way or the other. But you know, we're still working towards that, I guess, and some cases it's totally seen as just totally normal, but there's still, you know, a lot more that needs to happen out there for it to be easier for people.
For sure.
And Hannah, how do you think the AFL Women's Comp and Pride Games specifically are making a difference to creating a more inclusive and accepting society?
Yeah, I think there's very open conversations happening. In women's footy, it's got a large gay culture. So I think that just the conversations happen so naturally, and people come in and they instantly feel so accepted. And it's so inclusive and diverse. And I think it doesn't matter what walk of life you are. You know, you can turn on the television, and I just feel like you're seeing more and more of it, and I think it's great for the young kids to be not hiding away who they are. They see it now, and, you know, there's a lot of out and proud people within the football world, and for clubs to be shining a light on that and to be saying it's okay just to be who you are is, I think it's very powerful.
It is impressive, and I think I absolutely agree with you that it makes a difference. So you mentioned that there's a, you know, quite a lot of members of the LGBTI community who are players, and you are one, and your partner obviously is one as well. But the difference about you guys is that you play for the same team.
We do, which is lucky. Otherwise, we might have arguments at the end of the night.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you've been clever about that.
How does that dynamic work, Hannah?
I think a lot of the new girls the young pups that we got, actually didn't even know we were together until we told them.
And it's Bonnie, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, Bonnie Toogood.
Yep.
The one with probably the best last name I've ever heard.
Ever. I agree.
So I think at footy, we keep it very footy. So it was kind of nice to know that they didn't actually know that we were together for, it was probably like a good month or two before we said anything. so I think it just shows that at football...
You're professional and...
Yeah, we're teammates.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's you know, she's also my best friend, so we have a lot of fun at footy, and, we're always laughing.
Well, that's great. I think you look like you've got a fair bit of fun going on in the whole team. With your Sparky, or gets the, you know, out with the selfie camera again. She's still doing that, is she?
Yeah, when we get a win. Yeah. So we're hoping to have one of those on the weekend and get another Sparky selfie.
Wow. Yeah, so let's talk about the weekend. So the Bulldogs are 1-1 to start the season. What's the feeling like within the team?
Yeah, obviously it was disappointing. The game against Melbourne, we just didn't adapt to the weather as well as they did, and I think we're just trying to play catch up. They got the jump early, and but I mean, the way that Berkey is, he's just very much, you know, what do we take from that? How can we turn that into a learning and use it positively? So I think the way he operates is, I love it, and I know that all the girls love it. So I think, we should get a very good response from that. And hopefully we get some nicer weather and some sunshine for our Pride game, and it can be an awesome day.
We're looking very much forward to it. So, Hannah, wish you best of luck for the game. Hope your doggies beat the Carlton Blues. And you all have a brilliant day. So thanks for joining us. Catch you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys. And thanks for all the work you do in this space. I know that for me, it's just something that I love to see more and more. And, keep doing it because it's awesome.
Cheers. Thanks Hannah. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Hannah, before you go, can I get you just to say you're listening to, it's Hannah Scott, you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy, or Hannah Scott from the Western Bulldogs, you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. It's Hannah Scott here, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
No worries. Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah.
See you guys.